treasures of His presence. Words from Jesus.
In that day, He will be your sure foundation, providing a rich store of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord shall be your treasure. Isaiah chapter 36, verse 6. God wanted to make known to them the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. I am Christ in you, the hope of glory. The one who walks beside you, holding you by your hand, is the same one who lives within you. This is a deep, unfathomable mystery. You and I are intertwined in an intimacy involving every fiber of your being. The light of my presence shines within you as well as upon you. I am in you. And you are in me, and therefore nothing in heaven or on earth can separate you from me. As you sit quietly in my presence, your awareness of my life within you is heightened. This produces the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. I, the God of hope, fill you with all peace as you trust in me, so that you may bubble over with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. When people's hearts are empty, they are unhappy and unfulfilled. They desire to be happy and to satisfy the hunger that they have. They often look around and they see that which is appealing in the world, and they try to fill their vacuum. But what they do not see or understand is that these things will never fully satisfy. Some will think they will find no happiness in surrendering to me. They do not see how that could make them any happier or fill the vacuum that they have in their heart. But those who give in love for me and in unselfishness experience the true joys of my spirit, which are beyond comparison with anything else in this world. This satisfies the heart like nothing else can. It fills the need and satisfies the hunger. But the only way this comes is through surrender and loving me. When you look about you in the world today, there are the rich, the very rich, the poor, and the very poor. There are those who have much and those who have little. You look about you and say, "Oh, these are rich and these are poor." But I say to you that in your faith you hold the true riches, the riches of the Spirit. You are the ultra wealthy in the Spirit. You have so much. An abundance of the wealth of my word, my truth, my peace, my love, my understanding, and my depth of spirit. And they who don't know me, whether rich or poor materially, are all spiritually destitute. So give of your abundance, give of your wealth, share and pour out the wealth that I have poured unto you, the wealth of my word, the wealth of my love, the wealth of my compassion. Give to them that are needy and that are destitute. All those that do not know me are needy and destitute, for they lack the true riches of the Spirit of God, the true wealth, the coinage of the realm of faith, love, hope, salvation, the true riches of the Spirit. For you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I send you forth as my ambassadors to disperse the riches of the kingdom. Freely you have received, freely give. Pour forth to those who are lost and destitute, who hunger and thirst after righteousness. I give grace to the lowly, and a broken heart I will not despise. All those who come before me seeking my guidance and my direction, I will guide in a plain path, whether it be night or day. I will give you answers. I will dispel the questions and uncertainties. When you are undecided, I will give a clear indication. I will be a red light when you need to stop, a green light when you need to go ahead, and a yellow light when you need to proceed with caution. I am your light in darkness to give you hope. I am your armor to protect you. I am your force field against all harm. I am your blanket for warmth and your cool breeze in the heat of the day. I am a word fitly spoken for every occasion. I am the garden where you will find fellowship. I am the rose whose fragrance brings a soothing calm to your spirit. I am the dewy early morning where time stops while we share heart to heart. I am the sunset that warms and satisfies your heart with its eternal majestic glow. I am the tide with its faithful and cleansing rolling waves lapping on the shores of your life. In times of darkness, I will be your light. In times of sadness, I will be your joy. In times of struggle, I will be your deliverance. In times of weakness, I will be your strength. In times of question, I will be your answer. In times of doubt, I will be faith unto you. And more important than any of this, I am love to you. I love you and I forgive you. I want to heal you and mend your wounds. I want to strengthen you and renew your heart, renew your spirit, renew your conviction and your will to live. So do not be discouraged or disheartened. Do not look back. Do not be remorseful over the mistakes and sins of the past, for the past is the past. I have covered those mistakes and sins, and that which was scarlet shall be made white as snow. As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your transgressions from you. In the very moment that you seek my forgiveness, in the very instant that you call out to me, I immediately grant my forgiveness, and there's no more need to worry or fear or carry the burden yourself. Think of my word and everything it is to you. It is love and warmth and power and light. It gives strength and satisfaction, a purpose in life, and a reason to live. In my word, you'll find answers to all your problems. It never fails. It never lets you down. My word is as precious gold. It is a rare treasure. It stands forever. It is comfort, peace, light, and life. My word is the secret to everything. It is power and enlightenment. It is knowledge and wisdom. My word is fulfillment. My word offers thrills, excitement, and challenge. You are precious in my sight, for I love you dearly and intimately. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. I know your heart and your many thoughts. I want you to know that I'm right here beside you, holding your hand. I am a constant help in time of trouble. Never think or feel that you are alone, for my presence is always with you, and my Spirit will give you help. Come unto me. Cast aside your cares and worries. I love you more than you can know. My love for you is without measure, without end, without boundaries. My love for you is eternal. Remember that. Keep your eyes steadfast on me and my love. Be reassured in your heart that I am with you always, holding your right hand. Spend time with me, and you will be refreshed and strengthened and inspired. My strength is sufficient through you. I am nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and I save those who are of a contrite spirit. Trust in me. Trust in my love for you. Don't look at the obstacles the enemy would put in your path to try to discourage you, to slow you down, to even stop you. Keep looking ahead. Look unto me, for I will never let you down. I will never fail you. I am thankful for your many years of faithful service and for all that you've done for me and for my kingdom. Do not think that I have not noticed it. I have noticed and greatly appreciated it, and I will reward you accordingly. You are laying up for yourselves great treasures, great riches, and one day you will hear my voice saying to you, "Well done, my precious and faithful one. Enter into my joy. Enter into my wonderful kingdom of love and enjoy all these things which I have prepared for you." Therefore, keep that heavenly vision of the wonderful things in store for you, not only in heaven, but there on earth. So think on these things, and let your heart be filled with my love and joy and peace. You are mine forever, and nothing will separate you from my love.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.